Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. The guru is in the chair, Steve. Morning.
Morning, Michael.
Mate, we have a question from a single mother following your comments on encouraging females to look after their own financial future and suggesting that all girls should be encouraged to learn maths at school.
That's right, Megan. What's the question, mate?
Well, first I'll just do the scenario for you. She's a single mum. She has a daughter of 15 years, a son of 13 years, fully employed but a modest salary, and would like your advice on how best to encourage her children to learn to be financially wise.
Mick, what a great question. Mate, look, the first step is to have a family meeting and draw up a pie chart with mum and the two kids, suggesting where the family income should be spent.
All right, Steve. Well, just for my benefit, can you explain what a pie chart is?
Well, you have a circle representing a pie. Now, the pie is all you have to satisfy all the family needs. You then have to work out how to slice the pie up.
Oh, okay, I see. So, just for instance sake, if your rent is 50%, you would cut the pie in half, and then the other half would be sliced up into smaller portions to cover all the other costs.
That's right, Mick. So the first job is for all three to make a list of what they want to spend and what they need to spend. Then arrange that list in order of amounts. For example, the most expensive at the top and the least expensive at the bottom.
Oh, mate, I did that once and found out I didn't have enough income to live.
Mick, that will always happen. It'll always happen, mate. Because as human beings, we always have limited means but unlimited wants.
So, Steve, all three in this little family, the single mother, the daughter and the son, then they have to cut some out of their wish list so the pie is large enough to go around.
That's right, Mick. But it's going to get even tighter because the first slice should be 10%, which goes into a savings account.
Oh, that might be tough.
As our ex-Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser said when he's wanting to rein in the excessive spending of the Whitlam era, he won with a massive landslide with the slogan, "Life was not meant to be easy." So we now have this family aware of their limited income and unlimited wants, and mate, they're aghast at my suggestion of taking a further 10% out of the budget for savings.
So, Steve, how would you suggest they learn the importance of living within their means plus saving that 10%?
Mick, there are many books on this subject, but I highly recommend the family buy and read The Richest Man in Babylon. I'll repeat that. The book's called The Richest Man in Babylon, and it's by George Samuel Klassen, and it's readily available.
All right, Steve, but I know, well, I've heard of Babylon, but what is it about?
Mate, it's a book that dispenses financial advice through a collection of parables set in ancient Babylon. Whilst a little family might think life is tough, it's a great lesson to realise that the basics of economics and financial success, they haven't changed for thousands of years.
Really? Thousands of years? I suppose it's all mathematics in a way, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, Steve, do you have any other quick tips for them?
Yes, Mick. Simple, mate. Cut up the credit card. Use a debit card whenever payment is required.
And what about the weekly shopping?
Mate, you just make a list of things as they run out, and you buy only what is on that list, and you pay cash.
What a great idea. Well, the guru does it again, so there you go, people. You asked the questions, he's answered it. You can call his office on 4987 7567, or you just Google Steve Taylor, contact us button, hit that, it'll drop down and give you all the information you require. And don't forget, there is a blog as well on the site, and as we are doing this, we're recording it, and we'll send it through to Estelle, and it'll be on that blog in written form, and you can listen to us as well.
Thanks, Mick.
Thanks, mate.